keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, what's up? It's The Voice. I'm back on the couch. If you listened to Drunken Lullabies a few days ago, you already know what's coming. We talked about it. I'm joined once again for the second time in a week, or the second time tonight, by reoccurring couch companions. We got Daryl for, I don't even, like the sixth time. I'm not sure. You're like
a few times.
You're pretty much like my co-host on this.
Yay.
And then Doug returning for the fourth time.
Fourth time.
Yeah. I think you might be in like the number two position. I don't even think Groucho has been on that many times. So it is time for us to do Drunk at the Movies. And this week, it's another classic 80s favorite of mine, Chris Columbus's directorial debut and starring, we'll get into who it's starring a little bit later, but I'm talking about Adventures in Babysitting. And of course, Drunk at the Movies is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. And we're going to start the show off with a Handcar Hefe, which is their Hefeweizen. You can find this along with the other can-lined items at your local craft beer store. Iron Spike should be available all across central Illinois, so make sure you check that out, or just go to Galesburg and buy it there and drink some of the cool stuff that they have on draft that you can't get in cans or bottles. We had some really, really good coconut stout when I was up there last time. It was the Dark Territory coconut, so that was pretty damn tasty. So we're going to do Handcar Hefe. We haven't had that one on the show in a hot minute. And I want you guys to queue up your copy of Adventures in Babysitting. I have it on Blu-ray, of course, because I need to see it in HD. And hit play in 3, 2, 1.
All right.
So it wasn't shot in like super HD, whatever, 4K.
Probably not.
How does the Blu-ray? It's like Blu-ray of like Casablanca. It's like, why?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. All right.
You know,
I'm not judging.
No.
But I might be.
Okay. So this was Chris Columbus's first movie. You may know Chris Columbus from his work on the Home Alone movies, among others. And here we go. It begins. Elizabeth Shue, a 23-year-old Elizabeth Shue, dancing pantsless in a long baggy t-shirt, which I'm not going to lie, may have something to do with why I think girls look so good in a hockey jersey. It's just a baggy shirt.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue, she's playing a 17-year-old babysitter here, the babysitter with which we all would like to have had adventures with.
Quite sassy too.
Totally. She's singing a different version. I know Kiss's version, and then She Kissed Me. I don't know anything about this one. And there we've got Bradley Whitford in a picture. That's her boyfriend.
He's 30 in this movie, I think.
And she's supposed to be 17, but I read that She's actually 23 when this was recorded. And also was not the first choice.
Really?
There was a lot of people attached to this movie that, again, I don't know how much of it is actually factual, but they were saying Michelle Pfeiffer was attached to this movie. There was a lot of other It 80s actresses that supposedly, when it was in development, they were considered for this role, and they turned it down for one reason or another, and Elizabeth Shue got that. Now, if I was her, that would kind of bum me out. That's like, oh yeah, we wanted Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jodie Foster, Michelle Pfeiffer, Valerie Bertinelli, and Justine Bateman were all evidently up for this role.
I could see a few of them that...
Like, two.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus one surprises me.
Yeah.
She's a bit heady, but I could see her. She'd be the responsible one, right?
Yeah.
And maybe Justine Bateman. Everyone else can jump in a lake.
And here's the bad guy of Billy Madison, Bradley Whitford.
Technically, Carl. Just shut up, Carl.
Yeah.
Also...
His balls are weird looking.
They are.
In Billy Madison.
Do we see that in this movie? Is that part of the Blu-ray extras?
It may be. We'll find out later.
Director's cut. Now, he was also in the Revenge of the Nerds, right? He was in the... Not the Tri-Lambs. The other ones. What was the other fraternity that was...
Omega Mu?
No.
He was one of the Mus?
No. He was the nerds. That guy. He was like the frat president.
Of that group.
I think.
Gotcha.
Go back and watch your Revenge of the Nerds.
That's first. My pie. Well, we'll watch that movie on another date. It is on the list. Elizabeth Shue first came onto my radar in a movie called The Karate Kid.
Oh my!
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
A little movie starring one Ralph Macchio and William Zabka. And Elizabeth Shue.
Sweep the leg.
Yes. So, and then I saw this, and that cemented her spot in what would be young Dustin's Mount Rushmore of 1980s prepubescent crushes. The ladies that brought me to understand what feelings of the opposite sex felt like. Mm-hmm. That made an impression on me at a very early age. She is definitely up there alongside her contemporaries.
Like this actress, Phoebe, the best friend
Phoebe
in this
Cates,
movie?
Penelope Ann Miller.
Who was formerly married to Will Arnett.
Really?
Yeah, big age difference there.
So and Amy Poehler are Eskimo sisters?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that a thing? Eskimo sisters.
It is now.
Also, those glasses.
Horrible.
I'm not an optician, but...
I know one. There's one upstairs.
Those are not sized
She's eating Subway right now.
Yeah.
This movie, I missed this when it came out. I was too young, and I didn't care about anything that had to do with Babysitters. I thought this movie was like the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
And all the young girls in junior high were reading that, and I'm like, this is like kryptonite. Forget it. And, I just watch, Steven Seagal movies. But, years later in college, this became, a cult classic, probably from day one. And I got exposed to it in college. It
takes place in Oak Park, Chicago suburb, Illinois Plates. To me, it's a John Hughes light movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It could very easily be in the John Hughes canon. The characters would fit in well. It's quirky enough, but it's not. It was written by somebody totally different, but just kind of playing off of that style of movie of the day. So here we have the little sister, our introduction to the kids that need babysat. She's wearing a Thor helmet and roller skates. Keith Coogan. He likes him some Chris as well.
Is that Jiffy Pop? He's making...
And he's watching Price is Right.
He's got Jiffy Pop.
Bob Barker has brown hair there.
This is really old. Okay, I'm going to geek out here, too. Chris Columbus, and of course, you mentioned John Hughes. Chris Columbus, John Hughes kind of joined forces for Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
That Buick Estate Wagon is the same make, model, and color as one of Kevin McAllister's dad's.
Really?
Cars. You only see it in the garage.
In the garage, yeah.
And he comes out to see if his parents are here. That's one of the cars.
Their cars are still here.
Yes.
Yeah. We saw that because the garage doors were open.
Mm-hmm. Which was weird.
And that's what they forgot.
That's what they forgot.
That's what they forgot. Yeah. They
forgot to close the garage
doors. Not the child. Yeah.
The important things.
Right.
She's got a rainbow scarf there, almost kind of Tom Baker-ish, the Fourth Doctor.
Yeah.
Very, very long. Oh, he's looking for Clearasil because
zit crane.
Is that a big head on her wall?
It's
like
big
before
head.
Big heads were.
She's
a thing?
Really into Thor. There's...
Very much so.
Was anybody into Thor back then?
No,
no.
And that's what was weird about this movie was this little girl was into Thor, and we're like, man, that's.
Oh, we have a My Pet Monster. In
I
the
saw
background
that.
There.
Yes,
good call.
Product placement.
They had a short-lived cartoon series based on My Pet Monster. So she used the Clearasil for his skin. Pigmentation.
There's a lot of sweaters in this movie. A lot of cable
Thor's
sweaters.
Thor's a homo.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. Thor's a
He's
homo.
He's going to tease her about it.
Almost takes a dive down the stairs there.
Uh-oh. He's going to regret this.
I'm digging her camel's hair coat, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say camel toe. Right.
No, camel's hair coat. Thor's not a homo.
Hey. Hi, Chris. Hi. Oh, there you go.
And
she was behind
right
you the whole time.
Behind him.
Hi. Hi. What an awkward exchange. No. Cool. Isn't she technically supposed to be 2 years older than him?
Yeah, not much right. older. Like, he's too old to need a babysitter.
How irresponsible is this dude?
Well,
parents can't trust him.
Did they
hire the babysitter expecting him to be out for the evening?
I think so. He's supposed to be hanging out with his buddy, who will show up later.
Still, though. I mean, my parents were nice, but they were also cheap. We never had babysitters. It was just like, hey, here's a frozen pizza in the kitchen, and have fun. Don't kill yourselves. Bye.
It's a cool coat.
Oh. And I'm going to throw it.
Just killed the mood. Does she have matching
eyeshadow? Here's another sweater for you. I know you're...
Yeah, she is
aficionado.
And that kitchen is kind of like reminiscent of the Weird Science Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of very sleek, modern.
Yep. Macaroni? Is that what that is? We thought it was Jiffy Pop, but
she's
apparently pasta.
It sure looked like popcorn in the first scene.
Yeah.
Maybe that's from an earlier cooking experiment.
That Captain Crunch box looks a little different.
Sure. Haagen-Dazs. There's a blast from the past.
They have locations?
Maybe.
They did when this movie came out.
I mean, you can buy it in the stores, I'm pretty sure.
That was an American product that was made to pretend like it was a European
really?
Ice cream. Yeah, it was totally American.
Oh, she's got the...
She's sick.
Dimetapp.
And he's eating a Nestle Crunch bar, and it's going to give him zits, so mom took it away.
Cock block. Wow, embarrassing.
Thanks a lot, Mom. I'm definitely not going to get any.
I like how it's like 2 in the afternoon, and they're already ready mm-hmm. to go to the party. You know they're not going to the party. They're going to go get hammered at, you know, like,
well, I mean,
Acne's.
they don't live in the city. They're in the suburbs, so mm-hmm. it is going to take a little bit of time to get in. Who knows what kind of traffic you're dealing with.
But it definitely looks like 4 p.m.
It's way
yes.
too early for them.
Yes.
Like, it's like, hey, she's here. Let's go, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go be away from our awful children for as long as we can.
And we're going to torture our son by putting his crush in the same house.
That's the worst, though. That would have to have been the worst.
And here's here's the introduction.
I love it.
Of Anthony Rapp. You think?
The only one in this movie, by the way, who is from Illinois. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, really?
He's from Joliet.
You may also recognize him from some of his later work, such as Dazed and Confused, the hit Broadway musical Rent. He was one of the original cast.
Oh.
And here he comes with a vital piece of information that the current centerfold of Playboy looks exactly like Chris. And his reaction to that is not what mine would have been. Mine would have been, let's see it.
Yeah. Prove it.
Yep.
And now he's just trying to get Chris's attention through the window, or...
What video are we watching here on TV?
Was it Uptown Girl? No.
I don't know. I was thinking it kind of looked Peter Gabriel-ish for a second. Oh, it's, is that Duran Duran? What the hell is going on there?
There's some 80s new wave stuff going on.
Oh. Thank God she's not going to college. I don't like my women to have an education.
Some of the artwork in this house is jacked up. They have
an original Norman Rockwell, apparently.
Yeah,
that's how affluent they are.
There's like some Norman Rockwell, and then there's some like gross prints of something.
Oh, she's in this guy's house.
No, I'm really in trouble.
The Brenda character annoyed me.
I did not like her.
It's one of my least favorite parts of the movie.
She could have actually gone into a wood chipper and I would have been happy about it.
It didn't take her very long to get from Chris's house to this bus station.
I mean, it's the whole... It's what sets the movie into motion because she has to go rescue her. But I do find her character annoying.
This is two or three
You're
years.
In my house!
Those are my shoes!
Hey, mister!
It's very
You're
similar.
In my mouth!
Very similar to the...
Guy in chains!
Guy from UHF. This is a couple years before her big hit.
Single White Female?
Kindergarten Cop. No, that's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
I thought she was in it too.
No, that's Bridget Fonda.
Oh.
Close though.
That's right.
But the bald Chinese lady has
Bridget
no pants.
Fonda was another one that was attached to this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
you love
You've just moved.
You just moved. Her shoes match her sweater.
And she's got stonewashed jeans, probably.
Oh, he's flashing a gun.
This guy's got a gun. Hey, that guy, I don't think that guy has a concealed carry permit.
And he shows it again.
He's not concealing it, that's the thing.
No, like, no.
He's just carrying it.
So she says, I'm about to be murdered, and she just hangs up on her own.
And she's not at a train station, she's at the bus station.
Right.
Yeah.
Back when only... Well, I guess buses were more popular back in the day, but...
Well, and she took a cab there.
What's she doing? Really,
she's
what is
making
she
poor life choices.
Running away.
You know what's a good life
but
choice?
Why is she doing it? I think there's a lost storyline there.
I think so. I
Cracking
want to
open
more.
That beer is going to be a good life choice.
This one here?
Yeah. Let's go with... Doug, you brought this.
Here, I'm going to pass this down to...
Yeah, you can crack
the
it.
Honors.
It's a Big Thorn Farms.
Yeah, I've not had this farm ale.
Local-ish brewery hops. Out of Georgetown. So, they do everything on their own farm. I think it's just like a husband and wife team. But you can find their bombers, local shops. But their brewery's like not open to the general public.
No.
No, it's not. Quite. So
road trip.
You got to know people if you want to go check it out.
You know why I like Chris? She is, like, stern. She's bossy. She knows how to get stuff done.
But she still has a good time.
But she's... Yeah, right, exactly.
She knows how to party. Oh, and he shows up. He's wanting to tag along.
Was he hiding in the bushes?
He was.
Daryl
was hiding in the bushes.
Cooper, and he even spells it the right
Straight
way.
Straight up.
Yeah, Daryl is spelled exactly how yours is.
It's a nice aroma to it. You must be a great babysitter. What is he
talking about? Mr. and Mrs. Anderson must... Did you get some of this?
Got it right here. You think?
Yeah, isn't it great?
It's so great. I think. That I'm going to get
my mom to talk. Now, Chris's last name is Parker. And I believe that's the last name of her character in Karate Kid, too. They're sisters, played by the same lady.
Oh.
Maybe she moved
Was she only from, in one?
She was only in the first Karate Kid, and then she was in Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Yeah, she was the
Jennifer recast, mm-hmm. which, you know, I was okay with.
Yeah, I was totally fine with it.
And what's funny is they
there's a good joke right there.
And what's weird is he'd been raped by Kevin Spacey at that point.
So. Allegedly. We're so, saying that to cover our asses, right?
Yeah.
Legally, we're cool that
way. So we're heading into the city. But they put age makeup on Elizabeth Shue in Back to the Future 2 for when she's in the future. And now, nowadays, I think she's older than what she's supposed to be in Back to the Future 2. She looks way better than what her old age makeup was. Elizabeth Shue has aged like a fine wine, in my opinion.
She still looks fantastic and still doing the odd film.
She's in a movie. She's going to very soon be in the new adaptation of Death Wish.
Death Wish, yep.
Starring Bruce Willis, made by Eli Roth of Hostel fame. She is playing Bruce Willis's wife.
Then I definitely need to see that.
Yeah, that's where Thor lives. No, that's the Willis Tower.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare you?
I just said it's the Sears Tower.
I also saw the John Hancock Building will get renamed.
It's really? Being renamed to what, though, did they say?
Great Tower.
Like, Frosted Flakes Great?
No, if you, the cell.
Their food.
Everything's, you know, I don't guaranteed know. Rate tower.
Something stupid. And growing up, I'll just say this, too.
Tax Layer Tower.
Growing up in the suburbs, driving into the city as a young adult
was
like a no-no. It was like, hey, there's a show in the city. It was like, no, you can't. You're not going to the city. That was like a big deal. It's like forbidden.
It does kind of look like her now.
Sort of,
but not quite. Like, I don't think that's Elizabeth Shue. They found somebody kind of looked like her to do that. Or did they really get her to pose? Because if there's B-roll... I'm surprised those haven't seen the light of day.
Maybe it's in the outtakes.
But I'm confused because that's not what a centerfold looks like. No. But I know it's a PG.
Right.
PG-13 movie there. But if that was a centerfold, that would be a disappointing month for a lot of guys back in the day.
It was weird that he had that tucked under his shirt, right? And also weird that he decided to throw it out the window like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that.
So we're telling the scary story.
Scary like SpaghettiOs?
The hook. The babysitter hook story.
A poodle machine goo.
Scrape. And that's no good.
Fuck yeah!
And we're in the left lane.
And then a pal almost ate it. Uh-huh.
She's a bad driver.
She's not good.
No.
She shouldn't be driving.
She's
into
not
the
signaling
city
at all.
With a car full of kids.
No. And that rim is shot, by the way. That whole rim. She's been driving on that way too long.
That's at least a $50 tire.
Easily.
I'm guessing.
Back then.
And then where did she even get to here?
Yeah, that's
weird. There's no shoulder.
No. But
some of those, though, like the old, I forget what this is. It's not the Congress. Is it the Kennedy? It's one of the expressways up there where it's sole, there's no shoulder. And Daryl's a real help.
Yeah. It is hilarious.
Cackling laughter. Should have been a man and helped get the jack and the spare tire.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Where's that spare at?
There's no spare. Oh, did I ruin it?
Spoiler. Don't go on the expressway without a spare.
No.
Yeah. Or AAA.
Size.
Where's the spare?
That was the spare.
Maybe it's on the car.
You think?
No, I don't think. I think that was a regular tire. Okay. We are gonna
flex. So, did you know that they actually made they tried, much like Ferris Bueller, they tried turning this into a TV series.
No, I had no idea.
There is a pilot for an Adventures in Babysitting TV show. I want to say it wasn't developed for TV until around 90. But it is out there. I believe you can find it on YouTube. You know what to do, Tube. And our friends at the Couch Pilots podcast did an episode all about that pilot. They watched it and did a little review. I was not on that show, although, I could have been. So
I love how this is like among the, you know, the long list of great films from the 80s that were filmed in Illinois. And I always wondered why that was. And like the Blues Brothers kicked it off. And that's because, I guess, after Mayor Daley the First died, he didn't want anybody filming in the city because he didn't want anybody making the city look bad.
Really?
And then when he passed away, Jane Byrne was the mayor, and she's like, you want to film here? It's cheap. Come do it. And so everybody started going to Chicago and filming because it was dirt cheap. And it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, we're at the Jackson Boulevard exit there. That looks like 294 sign.
Okay.
We got our introduction here to Handsome John Pruitt.
Whistling Dixie. He's a good whistler.
Not a good tow truck driver, though.
No.
No.
Or human being, actually.
Yeah. He's laughing more than Daryl.
The joke's on you?
Oh, no.
Ah.
Oh, he's screaming. He's got a hook for a hand, people.
Now he'd have a robot hand. I just want to help
you.
Don't listen to
him. He just wants to scrape our faces off. He wouldn't say that.
Your kids must be from the suburb. I love it. He's got him clocked after 2 seconds. You must be from the suburbs.
Dawson's Garage. That'll come into play later.
Who's scarier?
So we have WCIU Studio. Do you know WCIU? Yeah,
that is Channel 50, The U. All right. Almost Svengoolie.
Oh, Svengoolie. Yeah. And son of Svengoolie.
So we're close to the Congress Expressway. That's...
Okay.
Close to the loop. Who's scarier? Large Marge or Handsome John Pruitt?
Large Marge.
Large Marge, for sure. Yeah. She can do things with her face that are unnatural.
When I still watch that sequence, I kind of pee a little.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Out of excitement or terror?
Lust. Yes.
Lust. Yeah.
Lust.
I talked about my Mount Rushmore of childhood crushes. What I didn't say is in the Teddy Roosevelt spot is Large Marge.
Yeah. Are her eyes sticking out at that point?
Yeah. She's completely bug-eyed.
Yeah. You got Phoebe Cates in the Lincoln spot, and you got... You know, Elizabeth Shue and Kelly LeBrock,
I mean,
and just Large Marge chilling right there in the middle.
She does demonstrate her tongue technique.
Was it I just liked it?
Yes.
So yeah, Handsome John Pruitt's still kind of a scary character, but
yeah.
Also, much like John Hughes, and like when Chevy Chase and the Griswolds vacation, whatever, they get stuck, you know, how much for the tow? How much you got, boy?
Yeah.
One of those. I love this because if you do need a tow, this is the type of character you might encounter.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Salt of the earth, good people.
Man's got to make a living.
Dude might have a hook hand and might have some domestic violence tendencies.
And obviously, a scabby dick. If he's a righty, he's going to have some issues.
Yikes.
I just call him like I see him.
What did they do, Dan? Bury it?
No, I wouldn't let him.
I kept it.
You kept it?
No.
I got to open the glove compartment.
He just is fucking with them at this point. The suburb kids.
Show that glove compartment.
Yo, Dawson here. Yes, I just went by your place. What did you see?
It's a private pile.
Is that Dawson on the radio?
That is Dawson on the radio. He'll come into play later, too.
I love how he's just dragging that 6,000-pound station wagon like it's nothing.
She's having a blast. The other morning, there was a semi just weaving in and out of traffic like this.
That's comforting.
Yeah, going 70.
Places to be.
You know, with a full trailer behind him, and like, really, dude? Like,
did it have the light up letters? That's, you know,
it did
like
not.
On the front grill?
It did not have
JP on the grill. Yeah.
Oh, 8 tracks. What's he got?
Oh, missed it.
He's got a gun.
Oh, good. It's a gun. Oh, God.
somebody is getting murdered.
Hilarious.
He's a bad driver.
Oh, yeah. Totally. He's all over the
place. Why is he drunk?
Hook hand is not going to... He needs to steer with two hands.
Okay, so he's going to hit...
He's only got one.
An homage...
Columbus.
This is the first time it happened, and then it became a regular Chris Columbus thing to hit a lawn jockey with a vehicle, as seen by the Little Nero's pizza delivery man in Home Alone.
Somebody owes me $142.50.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he open his own door? He kicks it in.
Right.
That's your home.
Well,
not for long.
I mean, this is the same guy who uppercuts a guy through a windshield.
Oh.
He's reckless is what he is.
He's armed and dangerous, like John Candy.
That's kind of
well played.
Expected. He's got one hand, you know.
Uh-oh. That's no good.
Mrs. Pruitt is kind of not a good person either, huh?
No, not so much.
Kind of a floozy.
So now they're stealing the that guy's car. And... Uh-oh.
Hey, who did that? Who locked the doors?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
The singer for Living Color.
Is it?
Oh, no. But when I was a kid, I thought it looked like the guy from the Cult of Personality video.
Kinda.
He's got Corey Glover, I believe his name is.
I've seen him in
He's somewhere. Also in the new Han Solo movie. Corey Glover.
Really? Interesting.
Oh.
Uh-oh, you're meaning Donald Glover.
Oh, that's a...
Childish that's Gambino.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Shamo.
It's a nice Cadillac, I will say that.
It's a lot more roomy than the cab of that tow truck.
Right.
Oh, I like the interior leather there.
Yeah.
So far, we're 28 minutes in, and they've had their car ruined, they've watched a marriage get destroyed, and now they're in a stolen vehicle with a car thief. I'd say their trip to the city is not going well.
No.
Plus, the babysitter's been in Playboy magazine.
Yeah, too.
But she's still in control here.
Yep,
she's responsible. She remembered the medicine.
Yeah.
And she's earned the respect of the felonious car thief.
Yep. Felonious monk.
Who's taking them all to the chop shop.
What do you think this is? Boys of Idaho?
That's got to be some sort of inside joke, right? Because why Boise, Idaho?
Yeah,
because
malls are a thing.
Is that like
everywhere back in that day?
A famous Boise, Idaho mall?
No, this is even like pre-Mall of America. That joke might have done well in the future.
In Boise, Idaho. If it was a joke about potatoes, that would make more sense. Hey, can you take us to Pringles factory? What do you think we is, boys of Idaho?
Actually, it's a commentary on the disconnected suburban youth of the 90s.
Are you Napoleon Dynamite?
It's a dumb joke.
So, Chris Columbus didn't write this, he just directed it, but I might have left that joke on the cutting room floor.
Nobody gets out of here without singing the blues.
That's later.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody get out of here without taking the blue.
I like the old school Illinois plates, too, which we had for like 20 years.
Yeah, we did. My first car had those. I still have them.
Yeah.
If you go back around to my vinyl area behind Drunken Lullaby Studios. Oh, it's like Goldberg coming into a match now. They're going to go through the sparks and the smoke. I have my old MXPX 11 license plate.
Nice.
With the classic Illinois style. So, what are we going with next, Daryl? You brought some selections.
Yeah,
I'll let you pick.
We could do a little unibrow, a little Grand Reserve.
Sure, why not?
Or Grand Reserve, like wherever the accent is. A bottle fermented ale, much like the wine that Orson Welles used to like. It's fermented in the bottle.
What movie is that from?
Oh, the French. It's the Paul Masson ads that he was hammered.
Okay.
If you want a good YouTube,
you're looking
rabbit
something
hole
up here.
Yeah.
When asked to take the kids to the mall, the car thief Joe Gibbs says,
"One of the lesser known Bee Gees."
Where do you? Yes,
Joe Gibbs.
Where do you think we are, Boise, Idaho?
Boise's first mall, Boise Town Square, opened in 1988.
Which is after this movie came out. My name is Joe Gipp.
I thought it was Gibb.
It said G-I-P-P here on the captions.
He's got a nice
smile. He's not in the Bee Gees. I was wrong. Totally looks like he would belong with Maurice and Robin and the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a pop.
I started the joke.
I recognize that fella.
Who are they?
His boss.
Scumbag boss?
Yeah. He's been in a few things.
Oh, wait.
I'm there. Doug is still enjoying the big
this guy.
Thorn. Oh, yeah.
Like Steve Buscemi's dad?
Yeah.
Who are they who brought the Brady Bunch?
He's got it's COPD.
Something like that. Nice to meet you. This is my sister, Sarah. So we're introducing ourselves to all the employees of the Chop Shop.
And they're shaking their hands.
Yes. Oh.
Eric Stratton.
Eat the rich.
That's a Motorhead t-shirt.
Yeah, it is.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
This is a real nice place you got here.
Pulls his hand back. You guys ever been to a Chop Shop?
Can't say that I have, because I haven't.
That's it's not a good place to be.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I got into one accidentally.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work out for you?
Not good.
Oh, shit. Joe Gipp just got punched all the way to Boise. Oh. She's taking comfort. Caddy Full of Kids. That's my favorite board game by Parker Brothers.
Yeah.
Caddy Full of Kids.
Caddy Full of Kids.
It was a spin-off of Life.
Ages 4 and up.
Yeah. You thought having 4 kids was fun. Try having 8. It's Caddy Full of Kids.
I like how work just stops.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is cutting VIN numbers off a car.
There's no sparks.
No.
Goldberg has entered the ring.
The entire crew, one of which is a Cub fan, by the way.
Well, I mean, he's... Oh, here we go.
Take the Brady Bunch upstairs.
That's it.
Eyebrows have spoken.
Take the Brady Bunch upstairs. I'm Uncle Lewis.
The blessing.
Yeah, that's exactly what he sounds like.
Jesus, did the room clear out?
You know what he needs?
It's not the same guy, obviously.
Orthodonture is what this guy needs.
He's got that askew tooth. Tooth Askew, that is Kevin Smith's production company, I think.
Don't worry, yeah. The other car on the chopping block, by the way, is a Porsche 928, made famous not only in Weird Science, one of the cars that Wyatt and Gary have, but also Tom Cruise in Risky Business. It's same color, make, model, everything as the one that his dad had that he stole and went into Lake Michigan.
What's I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you're a car guy.
Just a little bit.
What is, what's the one dude's name?
Bethany.
Yeah. No,
I don't know.
Is that Mr. Anderson?
Hold on.
From
The Matrix?
Christmas Vacation? Who are you talking about?
No. In this movie, what's his character's name?
The boss.
Yes, the Chop Shop boss.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know if they said his name.
That Trailways bus station also has an appearance in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
Just an exterior shot.
So here we see the Playboy magazine again.
Yep, everybody's...
Daryl picked up a copy off the desk in the
Daryl, for shame.
I did?
The character.
Yes.
Character.
Because this is Chicago. That's Hugh Hefner territory. So,
That's right. He was from Chi-Town.
Yeah. I believe that's a big plot point there that he took the copy there.
It's going to come back into play a bit.
Forget it.
We like the way they've been running things. Cleveland
is dead. Oh, Cleveland rocks, man.
That's what
Drew Carey says.
Does the Brady Bunch like Cleveland? Take him upstairs. Fuck him in the ears.
What?
Not the little one.
That's not in this.
The boy.
Yeah, that's...
The redheaded boy.
That's the spacey version of this. Allegedly.
He looks like he likes it.
So,
you think?
This whole sequence here, where they're just like sitting above, like, the round table of felons.
This is another gym class thing, not the presidential physical fitness thing, but we did a balance beam in gym class.
Yeah.
You know, raised a foot off the ground, but... Uh-huh. This is when that life skill would come into play. Like, oh, you never know when you're going to have to walk across a beam above a bunch of felons to escape a chop shop.
Would that have made your performance better or worse?
Probably better. So I perform under pressure. Yeah.
So if you don't know what Dustin's talking about, listen to Sunday's episode of Drunken Lullabies.
Yeah, go back. If you look in your podcast feed, because... Obviously, you should be subscribing.
Of course.
Open up the Drunken Lullabies thing. Look underneath this show, and it's going to say Drunken Lullabies, episode 116, 3D. That's it, right there. That's what you want to listen to, and you'll get all that good stuff, plus a fantastic interview with James DeWeese from Reggie and the Full Effect. But we got coffee grounds on the beams up here, and probably mouse shit. Let's be honest, rats.
It's not healthy.
So Joe Gibbs sees
He knows what's
the folks
up.
Escaping.
So what is this? It's definitely you get the barrel and the oak.
It's a barrel aged ale with faraway spices. Nah, it's got weird stuff in it.
Bottled in
weird 2015. Stuff.
10%. So I guess this is a little.
Look at that guy's beard.
He really liked that dirt in his glass.
Dirt McGirt.
ODB. I'm going to pour one out for you. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all.
Big baby Jesus.
So there's the diamond building, which...
I can't remember if it's Prudential or City Court.
It's called something else now. It's been renamed a few times, too.
It's called the building from this movie, is what I call it. She's got a lot of hair going on. The mom...
Yeah, and that dress is something.
It's sparkly.
The dude kind of looks like our governor right now, actually.
Bruce Rauner?
A little bit.
Rauner.
Wow.
Get to the chopper.
Is that a steel hat and like a metal?
You can do it. It's plastic.
Plastic.
It is.
Just chrome paint.
He's got
some. Those aren't
knockoff.
Those are not even All-Stars.
Was there a sticker over it?
Yeah.
See?
The All-Stars, it's on the inside. Which I never liked. I always thought it should be on the outside.
It's kind of odd.
We'll show that off. Uh-oh. There it is.
Hey, there's writing on that centerfold. What's up with that?
Why would you write all over that anyway?
You wouldn't. You'd get a piece of paper.
Because it's a weak centerfold.
That's why.
If there was areola in 80s Bush, there would not be writing, I'm guessing.
Or at least Tush.
Tush.
I'm thinking this
your favorite ZZ Top song. They're just looking for some tush. That's all.
This is not a good business plan for this company. I don't think.
They're not going to last.
You need computers and software.
Well, they meet in an open warehouse on like a card table,
and they bring children,
and they put their business plan on
a soft porn magazine.
He reads it for the article.
And I
right.
You're not understanding me.
Gib knows what's up.
I feel like he should be stealing more cars at this point.
BG?
Yeah. It is. He's just trying to stay alive at this point.
Oh, where is it? Oh, I got that.
Yeah. Hold on for one more day.
It's Saturday night. Maybe he's got fever.
So why... Oh, yeah.
What's with the hole in the ceiling?
I knew we should have filled that thing in.
It's perfectly round. It looks like it's burned in.
Like the torch, a torch cut it.
Like, what happened in there? That's what I want to know.
So many questions, Doug.
They're not up there.
Did the room clear out? Hell no. He's talking about prisons, Bethany. You couldn't hear a dump truck drive through a nitroglycerin plant.
You're not doing anything constructive. Go outside and steal me a Cadillac.
You kids.
I want my stogie.
They're kids. Come on. Don't be a dick.
No.
He's ruthless.
He looks really healthy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Every 80s bad guy has a Lincoln Town car just like that.
What's the go-to bad guy car now?
That's a good question.
Is there one, or does it just change?
I don't know now. That's a good question. Probably an Audi. Sort of Audi. So the 80s, it was either a town car or the S-Class Mercedes. Either one of those.
We had an S-Punk IPA, but that's not the same thing.
Well, here we go. Like steampunk? Is that what that was all about? I think
so. Buddy Guy?
No, it's not Buddy Guy.
No, it's the Buddy Guy wannabe.
But this guy was a musician. He actually, I believe his name is Albert King.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was like a known blues musician. And much like Weird Science, we got a bunch of crackers in a blues bar.
I feel like he's wearing his guitar wrong. Like the strap's on the wrong shoulder.
The one guy's got a rainbow guitar strap to match her scarf.
But look, it's on his wrong shoulder, isn't it?
Oh, I just noticed that.
Shouldn't it go over his neck there?
Maybe that's what he's known for. It's a weird guitar strap guy. I'm going to look up pictures of him playing his guitar. We didn't mean to interrupt your little concert here. I didn't mean to interrupt your Black Panther party.
Nobody knows how this played, but I sang in the blues.
There we go. Oh, Albert Collins.
Nobody leave this place, but I sang in the blues.
He's dead.
Well, he's 90 in this movie.
He won a Grammy the year this came out. Okay. Maybe for best original song, Babysitter's Blues. I don't know.
I mean, he didn't write it, though, did he?
Probably not.
Just get us out of here.
Everybody knows Elizabeth Shue wrote.
Yeah. He was the master of the Telecaster. That was his nickname. Blues guitarist. Baby. He's uncredited in the movie.
That's a shame.
So
I think right now he's got a Gibson Goldtop guitar.
I am not a guitar
guy. Not a Telecaster?
I don't think it's a Telecaster. I think it's a Goldtop.
Huh. They are a tough crowd. But they haven't done anything yet.
I feel like that she might win them over.
She'd win me over.
Oh, no. It's a Fender. I lied. I know nothing.
Chris Parker.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Blues riff.
I live in Oak Park. That's a suburb.
They probably figured that out.
This is Brad, Sarah.
This is so cheesy, but I love it.
We're in trouble.
Ain't no doubt.
That's it, Anthony Michael Hall style, like, hey, no doubt. No doubt about it.
I was nuts for the woman.
Then he went and canceled. And now I'm stuck.
So, not that long ago, maybe a year ago, my kids were watching a remake of this movie.
On Disney.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Babysitting these guys. I don't like the flow of
it. Yeah, it wasn't quite the same, obviously. They kind of left out the Playboy aspect of it, but there was like a singing competition kind of thing involved with the plot.
And obviously,
they seemed to like it.
They had a good time?
Yeah.
Obviously, Elizabeth Shue doing her own vocal performance here, because it's not real good, and that is her voice. But I never... They're cramming too many syllables in. I never liked it. It's so hard. Babysitting these guys. It doesn't flow.
That doesn't have
Even as a kid, I noticed that.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is, honestly, this is my least favorite part of this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Babysitting blue. Baby,
I also don't like... Here's what it is. It's the whole, like...
Oh, yeah, sing it, girl.
Like, I don't have the soul, I don't have the rhythm, I don't have any of it, but I'm gonna, like, make this cutesy, like, attempt to be whatever, and it just sucks.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate
it's
that.
It's pandering.
It's pandering!
Yeah.
It's pandering, it's lowest common denominator shit.
Babysitting these guys.
She should take her grandpa's camel's hair coat and get the F off the stage.
It kind of implies that, like, anybody can sing the blues, you just make shit up.
Right.
And have a, you know, a band play behind you.
People
will love it.
I got the Grande Reserve, 17.
Like the crowd's
blues.
Eating it up, but realistically, they'd be like, get the fuck off the stage.
And I kind of, just now, I kind of just got angry because she, like, when she first came out, she was like, I didn't mean to interrupt your little concert here. Whoa. Little concert.
Pump the brakes.
This is my thing. This is what I do. And these people here are cool with it.
And now she's turning into karaoke.
Yeah,
karaoke superstar here.
Karaoke sucks.
I'm just making shit up as I go.
And we should be in bed.
Oh, and
we have choreography.
Yeah, she's in bed.
Joe Gibb likes it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you go on, girl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
These people would be like, "You guys are awful."
Yeah. This. I came in here to see some real music.
It's a novelty. Right. They're drinking old style. They've been on stage for a little while, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna let these little crackers come in and sing." They got something.
You're right. Like, the more I think about it, the more this pisses me off.
This is why when this movie was remade, this part probably was totally different.
Oh, now they're gonna go through the crowd and get high fives.
Yeah, come on over here. Drinks on us.
Keith Coogan's gonna get himself a chocolate shake, Wiener Circle style.
Where's the kids? Where's the Brady Bunch?
I mean, they are in Chicago. Wait, how's his? He's not playing on a wireless setup, I don't think.
Well,
he's in the crowd playing guitar right now.
He's got a 100-foot cable. I don't know. Pretty good guitar lick.
Well, I mean, you know, he was a blues man.
He kind of looks like a washed up Chuck Berry.
Washed up?
Well, he kind of looks like Chuck Berry did.
Nobody get out of here without singing the blues.
Shots fired.
Yep. Silver Dollar Room.
I want to see where that is.
Yeah, see if that is still a place to go, or if that is now where Legends is.
You can see my confusion, though, because the gold top looks identical.
Yeah, I don't know guitars at all. And I like how right across the street there's hobos at a Burning Barrel. Like, within walking distance.
That's the Chicago I know and love from my childhood.
Yeah. Freckles is here. Hey. And she brought spectacles. What is going on with the Harry Potter glasses?
For the lightning bolt?
Yeah. What are those for?
I just saw them at the gas station today and I had to have them.
Oh, okay. Well, for a second I thought you were selling those at Illinois Eye Center and I was a little concerned.
Don't name my employer on this show.
Oh, I...
Oh, you're explicitly tagging your explicit whatever. Tag show.
It was a fake place.
It was?
Yeah, it was Fitzgerald's Nightclub, 6615 North Roosevelt Road.
Now you hate it even more because it's not even a real club.
Bogus. Yeah, there's another Burn Barrel, right?
Yeah, there's...
The Fishing King?
I have been to Chicago many times, never seen Burning Barrels, but maybe I'm just not in the right places.
Down on Skid Row.
Yeah. So, Keith Coogan here, star of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, is telling Chris how much her boyfriend is a douche. His car, so cool.
Right.
So cool.
It right. actually was his car.
Yep.
In that was life? His car. And that was his yeah. license plate.
No kidding.
No kidding. So, like, they mock the license plate, and that's actually Bradley Whitford's real car.
In real life, he is married to Malcolm the Middle's mom.
Yeah. Yep.
Or at least was. I don't know if he still is.
I can't remember what her name is.
Jane Kaczmarek, who was also okay. a Chicago native, I believe.
Uh-oh. Daryl's picking up a hooker.
Mm.
Or she's picking him up.
Probably not a good idea there.
No.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just making a friend.
How old are you?
I'm trying to get a date here. Crap in my style. She's too old for you.
And you're not.
I'm his babysitter.
How old are you?
She didn't use air quotes
I'm
there.
17, so am I.
Uh-oh.
You're 17?
She's...
What are you doing on the streets? I ran away from home.
That's not good.
Brenda.
It just got real.
Yep. Was that in the Disney Channel version? Were there prostitutes on the Disney Channel?
17-year-old prostitutes? Don't quote me on that.
This part grosses me out. This really grosses me out.
The kitty?
Yeah. I don't like rodents.
No, I am not a fan.
She thinks it's a fucking cat, and it's not. And she's... petting it, and we got two janders coming up here.
Put the animal down.
Why?
We're gonna kill it.
What? You monsters, why would you want to kill a poor defenseless little kitten?
No, I forget. Is she drunk?
She can't.
She's blind.
Somebody stole her glasses.
It's a jumbo-sized sewer rat. No.
It's creepy and it's got a thick tail.
Yeah.
Drop that shit.
No. Visual impairment.
Does that grind your gears there, Peter?
It really does grind my gears.
I don't find it funny.
No, that's the thing. Like, you could not remake this like a shot for shot remake.
Well, the thing is, that's what I see if I don't have my glasses or contact lenses. What my vision looks like.
Mine too.
Did they show it?
Yes. Oh. I would be picking up rats everywhere, apparently. But it's a good thing I'm not a cat person. So
yeah,
I don't have to worry about that.
This is how old this movie is. They got the old seat, old L cars.
Yeah.
Before the brushed aluminum, stainless, whatever. These are like the old 50s ones.
It must be pretty late for them to get in a car that's completely empty.
It ain't gonna be empty for long.
Somebody gotta pay for them kids. For them damn kids.
And that's another shot of how old it is. There's an actual dude taking
tickets. Yeah, it's not the automated mechanical
turnstiles. Patton Oswalt, isn't that his job?
What'd you tell me all about these kids?
I'm not supposed to... I don't know anything.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality.
It's like Johnny Depp in the Black Mass.
I haven't seen that yet.
Me neither, but I just saw the trailer and it looked gross and I don't want to see it.
Really?
He looks worried.
He's afraid of that scary man.
The L is the least impressive part about Chicagoland area. Usually it's this time of night it's filled with urine and sleeping bums.
Yep.
And drunk people. And if you're not one of those,
right,
it's not good.
I'm okay with one of those groups. But not this kind of group.
It turns into Death Wish here in a second.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Or the Warriors.
They're gonna have a dance off.
Yep, it's gonna be the Beat It video.
There's the door opening.
Yep, see, they got the Beat It jacket.
Red leather jackets.
Some highly choreographed Bloods and Crips. Get off at the
next stop. Don't you even think about getting off this train, Mokos. All the people gonna be getting off this here train gonna be doing it.
I took 5 years of Spanish. I don't know what
mocoso is. I don't know what a mocoso is.
Anybody here?
I think it's a type of tea.
Put them in a body bag.
Yeah.
I'm a Google mocoso. I gotta find out what that is. Devereaux Street.
Not Devereaux.
They're gonna kill each other.
They kill us doing it.
It goes Jeff.
Mocoso, Spanish to English, means brat. That's what such an insult.
Here comes Devereaux,
man.
You brat.
Excuse me. Don't fuck with the babysitter.
Yeah, you're gonna get your one F word here.
Is this a PG-13?
PG-13.
Sit down, bitch.
Oh, no, he did it.
Are you gonna let him get away with that?
No.
No.
I was kidding.
That was really rude. Take it back, apologize.
Stay out of this. He called you a bitch. Brad, shut up!
Hey, listen to the bitch, Brad.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
Mocoso.
You big city scum sucker.
Oh, no.
Wow.
He didn't.
Wow.
He didn't.
Should have dropped the S on that first word.
Get your foot out your mouth, can you, boy?
Would have had a little more gravity.
Oh! Right through the foot.
Don't fuck with the Lords of Hamel.
Oh, they get two. I forgot. Yeah.
Don't fuck with the babysitter.
Yes. Hey, I don't want any piece of that.
We just sang the blues.
Gang member.
And now we're
girls crazy.
Stabbing people. Yeah. Right. Mocosos. Junkyard dogs there on the train.
Don't be a wuss, Brad. Come on. Suck it up here.
I think Brad needs to suck it up big time.
Yeah, it probably went between his toes. Like, it probably didn't even
fall at on worst, hit one. It hit his big toe, right? Like,
no, I think his big toe's further over.
You think it hit, like, the foot?
Like, I'm thinking one of the middle toes.
I think they need to go see Dr. Green at County General.
You think so?
Maybe.
It's an ER reference.
Why are they carrying him?
Because he's a pussy.
He's a total wuss.
This is why he can't get with a lady like Chris. Among other reasons, but this definitely doesn't help. Oh, we need a doctor.
And this is how bogus this is. In, like, city of Chicago, any kind of hospital,
it's
going
to be night, crowded.
ER, you're waiting hours.
Yeah.
It's like,
but they're from the suburbs.
Oh, they're bringing it back.
Uh-huh. Is that Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, the hedgehog.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing him with all his clothes on. That's a weird thing to say.
You just gloss over that.
You can edit that out, right?
Yeah, we're going to
edit that. Uh-oh. She wants a hot dog.
Like the old school
can spray. Okay, working at the bank, you've heard this before, right? The, like, fourth party check.
Oh, yeah. No.
Get her. Wait, I'm starving. You'd rather throw it away than give it to me.
I work on a cash-only basis.
It's a perfectly good check.
No. I'll make it very clear. You slip me the cash, and I'll slip you the wiener.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to slip you the wiener.
There you are. But now he doesn't have one.
Oh, so there it is. It did hit his big toe. One stitch.
He's bored.
He's on something.
Well, it's 3 in the morning at this point.
Yeah, but he should be used to working this shift.
Maybe.
Dr. Newfang, the guy with the stab wounds just died.
Dr. Newfang is dead. He's from India.
He's dead?
Sam Moses. On the inside.
He died 2016. Known, his number one credit is this. He also played a hot dog vendor in Ghostbusters. And he was a puppy for Christmas.
That's really sad.
I
remember him.
He has 53 credits. He played Sweet Elderly Man in A Puppy for Christmas in 2016. He was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. As I mentioned before, Ghostbusters.
Hot dog vendor.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Slimer's chowed him. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna watch.
I'm gonna zoom in on that. Go home tonight.
Short Circuit 2, clothing store owner. Wow. Johnny Five is alive. And most importantly, the Sharon, Lois, and Bram's Elephant Show. He was in an episode of that playing Sam in 1987.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Definitely skidamarinky dinky dinked.
He was Sam, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I remember him fondly.
Is that a joint?
Those were smelling salts.
Oh, it looked like a joint.
She also fainted in Back to the Future, too.
She did. That's her thing.
She said when she woke up from that.
Yeah. She's a fainter. Somebody else read IMDb trivia today. Good work, Doug.
It was me.
Yeah. He's getting a hug.
She cares for him. Not in that way.
More like
a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like...
I thought you were dead. Now I want you to give it to me. Not that kind of way. Uh-oh.
She seems like she'd be into, like, frat guys that she'd meet at, like, a frat party.
Yeah, that's it kind of sounds right.
They, like, maybe offer up $40, $45.
It's Handsome John Pruitt, the hook man.
But she's paying back for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And totally.
That guy's passed out.
Brianna, have you ever, you've had your fair share of flat tires since we've been together, so I can only imagine how many flat tires you've had in your lifetime. Did you ever encounter a tow truck man with a hook hand?
Never.
That's good.
Not in all my days.
You've never lived. Never truly.
So we're going for some X-Hops Gold from the TG, Toppling Goliath, out of Decorah, Iowa. Which Brianna and I visited last year for the first time. And then we went right across the street to Pulpit Rock. Another good place worth checking out if you haven't.
I do like their stuff.
Go ahead and get some of that for you, Doug.
Do it, Doug!
I don't even remember what movie that's from. It's a quote from something.
Strange Brew? No, I don't know.
No.
A Night at the Roxbury. I'm trying to think of Doug movies.
Yeah, it's going to drive me nuts until I figure it out.
So Pruitt's like, hey, I got your car fixed. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Only it's really not cool.
Yeah,
there's,
like,
there's still stuff in here. I don't know.
He paid for the windshield, but not the tire, right?
Right.
Oh, Do It Doug. That's from Mallrats. It's during the dating show.
Do it, Doug!
I knew I couldn't remember what it was.
So if you do a Mallrats one, you have to invite me to.
Yes, we pretty much have to just for that. Oh, he's got some good moves there.
So this is a frat party?
This is a frat party. It would seem.
At UIC or U of C or...
It looks like DePaul. Yeah.
DePaul. One of those lovely schools.
And we got
a live band.
A Jeff Healey type.
Nice perm.
He thinks Miss October or whatever just walked in.
Who is it? Some high IQ kids? No, stupid. It's Miss March.
Miss March. That's actually another movie. Miss yes, March with the guys from the Whitest Boys You Know.
Also another Chris Columbus movie.
Miss March? No. Yeah, that'd be weird.
It could be.
Maybe.
Oh, so she's now autographing nudie magazines that she's
no one in. Would do that.
No. I would hope not, especially if she's there with children.
Right. Mm-mm.
That's crossing the line. And
it's not even a good centerfold picture.
It's not Shaylee.
So the guy singing at the band, that's Southside Johnny Lyon.
University of Chicago.
In case you were curious.
Southside Johnny Lyon.
Southside Johnny Lyon. He was also on the soundtrack for Home Alone and Captain America, the made-for-TV movie.
Did he sing Run, Run, Rudolph? Maybe. Their cover? That's a shit cover.
And he was in the Mighty Ducks. Let's find out.
If so, it was awful.
It was. Were they running through O'Hare? It was bullshit.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town.
I bet you it is. Bet you did it for $100 and a sandwich. Piece of shit.
I've run through O'Hare, and that song was in my head when I ran through O'Hare.
You can't help it.
Yeah.
By the way, this guy's George Newbern, I believe.
Please come home for Christmas.
Which guy?
Is him.
Yeah, alright. That's okay.
Here's Christmas. It's time for you.
The cute frat boy. There's the popcorn.
Hey guys! I'm gonna steal this name. Does anybody else see a talking penis?
A talking penis.
So clinical.
What a dick.
What's talking penises?
Speaking of penises, do you know how the Playboy unabashed dictionary defines oral gratification?
I do.
Boy, Marie Osmond let herself go.
Well, once Donnie rejected her.
The pretty boy who likes her?
Yeah, George Newbern.
There you go. Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride is his other big credit. He's also done some voiceover work.
Really?
Clark Kent and Superman in Justice League cartoons.
Nice.
Hmm. Apparently he's also in Scandal for like 6 years, which is a super popular TV show. I do not watch it, but he played Charlie in Scandal.
He also looks like he needs some iron pills.
That I cannot attest to, but yeah, he's been in 69 episodes of Scandal, so you can see him on TV right now.
More sweaters.
Yeah. Oh, and he was in Santa Paws, too.
That guy's wearing sunglasses inside at night.
It's Southside Johnny. He's the Eddie Money of the South Side.
I was going to throw an Eddie Money.
Oh, it's
there.
A total Eddie Money vibe.
Yeah. Complete with the mullet.
Yeah. He's got two tickets to Oak Park. Pack your bags. We're leaving in an hour. Oh. Thumbs up for the headgear there.
I think there was a tall boy of Bush that he was carrying.
That's probably like a friend of somebody. Like, we're gonna give, you're gonna be the thumbs up Viking hat dude.
It's your big break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's so understanding.
Yeah. He's got a baby face. He can't grow any facial hair for the life of him.
No. He's tried. He has really tried, but it's not.
So,
oh, it's outside.
Do you see the future in your eyes?
Serenading them. We got the fridge poster on the wall back there. Dude, he looks exactly like Eddie Money.
He's kind of got a Big Head Todd vibe, too. But, you know, worse.
Oh, look at that drummer. He is really playing that ride cymbal
there. You know who that is?
No.
That's Lolita Davidovich.
You are correct. I saw her name in the credits.
That is a young Lolita Davidovich.
And what would we know her from?
A lot of stuff that doesn't matter.
Okay. What's weird, though, is she's listed as, her character's name is Blonde. Does that look like blonde hair to you?
It's like a dishwater blonde.
I would call that brown.
That's, yeah.
She's from Ontario, Canada, and she's of Serbian heritage, according to this. But in the credits, she's Lolita David. She dropped the Vitch, the Ovitch. And you may ask, what are these things that Daryl's saying he recognizes her from? I'm thinking they could be like late HBO movies or something.
Like,
with
like
the way he brushed that 1 aside.
1 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. There
was
Poison Ivy 12.
I'm not proud of it, but I've seen her in a lot of things. I just couldn't.
Blaze. She played Blaze Star.
With Paul Newman.
Love and Murder. Prison Stories. Women on the Inside.
Okay.
JFK. She was in that.
Topless Hooker 12.
Raising Cain with
John Lithgow.
With John Lithgow.
Stop it.
Boiling Point. Cobb.
Is Boiling Point a Wesley Snipes vehicle?
That is correct. She played Vicky Dunbar, and Dennis Hopper's in that too. So yeah.
The whim of a madman.
She's done some stuff.
Oh, hunk.
You can't be a tough guy wearing a sweater, dude.
A Cosby sweater. The Bohunk, that's another throwback to like 16 Candles.
Yep. Or the Bohunk.
That was the first time I ever heard that word.
Love this song, by the way.
Some Stones?
There's two songs.
Yeah.
There's I love the Gimme Shelter's great.
I feel like I should be watching Vietnam footage.
Yep. It's good in Platoon or something like that, or this film.
You should be in an Apache helicopter right now. Right.
This is like the background vocals on this song are fantastic.
So good. Especially, but it's like the night, you got the fog, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I totally agree. This is probably one of the Stones' best songs. Well worth whatever licensing they had to pay to use it.
Nice old school Jeep CJ7 Renegade.
It's a Jeep thing. I wouldn't understand.
That's what the bumper sticker says.
Yep. Oh, there it is. Yeah, and there's no bullet hole in the windshield. Or crack.
Why was the door unlocked?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. They just walk in.
Just take it. Do you not have a spare key? Thank
you. Look, kid.
Yeah, man. And I'll be honest, like, we're an hour, 10 minutes into the movie. I can see why this isn't held in the same echelon as the Hughes movies, but I watched it so much as a kid that I still have a sweet spot for it, but it isn't nearly on par with a 16 Candles or a Weird Science or Ferris Bueller. That's the other madcap romp around the city.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes on in this movie, though.
Yeah. But it's charming in its own right. But I can see how it may not hold up quite as well.
It shot pretty well.
She's got her hammer.
I think a lot of it has to do with the characters. Because, you know, she's a good character, like the babysitter. But none of the other characters really matter.
Yeah, they're all kind of shitbags.
They're just there.
Right.
Now,
getting into trouble, and
we haven't really talked about the little sister. Do you guys recognize her from Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Yes.
Do you remember that show?
I remember that show. I remember Coob. I remember
Kubiak.
I don't remember her. Was she his younger sister?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to see Mr. Dawson here.
We are.
I thought she was Curly Sue.
He's a well-known actor.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio. Which, okay. Apparently, I found this out while watching a documentary on Netflix about the metal musician Thor. Do you remember this guy?
No.
Okay, he was like a weightlifting bodybuilder guy who would do like Merv Griffin show, and he would like blow up a hot water bottle with his air. He would like blow into it and make it explode while singing in a Speedo and all this kind of stuff. And Vincent D'Onofrio just looks weird here.
Totally weird.
Like he lost weight. Now he's like he's a blonde. Big, huge, fat guy on Daredevil. He plays Kingpin. So she thinks he's Thor. What do you want? But he said he was originally up for this role. And then they changed it and they gave it to Vincent D'Onofrio.
This is about the same
era. Thor would have played Thor.
He would have actually played him.
Yeah.
This is about the same time he was filming
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. Which, if you contrast the two roles, night and day.
Yeah. This is my gun.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading rumors about me, kid.
Uh-oh.
I'm partial to the Vincent Law and Order.
Okay, Criminal Intent. Yeah,
I'm a fan.
Apparently, my daughter is now a big Law and Order fan. Found that out. That's what she's been binge watching lately.
Yeah, if it's on, I'll watch it. I can't help myself.
Sugar Good, Pie Honey Bunch.
You owe me money. You give me $5, or you get out.
$5.
She got tears in her eyes already?
Come on, Dick.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. This is the city. I don't help anybody but myself. Get lost!
He's breaking dreams right now.
Takes a real man to bark at a 10-year-old girl.
With a Playboy in her backpack. Like, she could just give that to him.
You don't have your special helmet.
The fuck are you talking about?
You forgot where Asgard is.
Hey, you probably have head lice, kid. This
conversation that you guys had, but is he the cockroach from Men in Black?
He is.
Yeah.
Okay. Sugar. You know what I mean, not necessarily.
He wants sugar.
Sugar. Good call.
Yep.
This is his finest role, actually.
Take it. Take that shit. Here's the keys.
He was also in The Cell.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez.
He was
which
weird.
Visually,
in
that movie's awesome.
I saw that in the theater and I saw
I did too. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
He had like these horn things, mm-hmm. right? Like.
Yeah, I don't even
want to
think about that movie.
Like, I want to see it again, but not really.
Yeah.
On really acid.
Oh. No.
You want to see it again, but then not sleep for like the next 3 days?
I want my life to be a waking fever dream.
That could be an experiment.
Yeah. Tripping at the movies. With the Cell.
I want a station wagon.
Sleep deprived at the movies.
Joe Gipp. Why is he called by his full name? I've never been at work and they're like, hey, can you assist lobby Dustin Wyckoff? Like, sure. No. Uh-oh.
Oh, she found
it. She got her glasses
she's
back.
She's stealing from the thief. I love it. What'd she do with the other glasses?
Again, too big for her face. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a terrible
thing. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Mm-hmm.
They're laughing. You're gonna see the gun guy.
Well, for some reason, that's cool again. Like but that's a cool thing.
Right. I was gonna say like the '80s are bad.
I don't get it.
Size of your face.
I don't get it.
You're in my house.
Is it so you can see shit like down below and not have to move your face?
Here's what happens. All it does is magnify the bags on your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a toy store.
Or
is it FAO Schwartz?
Like 15 times thicker than an actual prescription.
FAO Schwartz. Sorry. I met Tony Kukoc at FAO Schwartz. If Fayette Schwartz. Yeah, the Kukoc.
From Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, the Croatian sensation.
They declared bankruptcy.
So
Tony Kukoc did?
No, Fayette Schwartz.
Oh. Was he part of the three-peat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, he sure was.
The second one.
Tying it back to...
Yeah, there we go.
Drunken Lullaby.
So record. Cool. And he's there with a hoe that is not her.
I thought your sister was sick, dick.
Uh-oh. Busted.
Remember when the IROC Z was like the cool...
We have a reservation for Abe Froman.
Yeah.
IROC Z isn't cool anymore?
I mean...
Oh, and there's the Playboy. Like, they have a billboard for Playboy?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, they did not. Never.
That's a made-up thing.
She's gonna bust them out right here.
Yeah.
What a fancy restaurant. This is where high schoolers went, right?
Sesame?
Because her legs open when you say her name.
Oh. Clever.
You're stupid.
That got an instant, you're stupid.
Yeah, that's how she says she loves me. Open, Sesame!
The hairstyle's pretty bad on her, by the way.
I have to pat myself on the back for that one. That was quick.
Gosh, I see what you did there.
I'm with you.
Or twice.
Ayo.
Wow.
Bummer.
Hey, where's your sister Paprika?
She's in the bathroom. She's sick right now.
That was bad acting on her part. Like, you lied. The first one was not...
This whole interchange is garbage.
Yeah. Get a grip, Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel. Any idea what I've been through tonight? No?
No, I'm 38.
No, go ahead and tell us.
I've got a receding hairline. This is kind of 18.
I'm so old right now.
This is exposition time.
I thought you loved my cable knit sweater.
The guy behind her is just like salt, pepper.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to eat my strip steak here.
I'm here for the show. Can I get some fresh ground pepper up in this piece?
Hey, keep it down here. I'm trying to eat.
Look, little girl.
He's going to do the weasel laugh.
He plays such a good jerk. You know what?
Oh, he's always a jerk. He's
probably a jerk in real life. Oh. You ever think?
Probably.
If he was an ice cream flavor, he'd be pralines and dick.
Pralines and dick. I just saw him in something recently, too. It was not a late-night HBO movie, though.
Bankruptcy proceeding, or...
Was it Poison Ivy 12?
It might have been,
A lot of people in that tonight.
Yeah.
At least a dozen.
Google Poison Ivy 12.
I don't think it's a thing, babe, but good luck to you.
See. Second one, for sure, is.
I think it was...
There were a few of them. Trust me on this.
Mm-hmm. The Post. That's what he was in.
He's in The Post?
He's in The Post.
In the search was just immediately Poison Ivy, and then it filled in 12-inch doll.
Oh, that's...
That's not how I thought it was going to
end. 12 Poison Ivy 12-inch dong.
I'm relieved that it was doll.
Can't imagine having a 12-inch dong covered in Poison Ivy. That's just a nightmare. Well, that's just great. Sesame.
Sesame.
Let me just say this. Sesame or Chris?
I mean, it's no contest.
No comparison.
Which name are you going to want to shout out? You're going to go
Sesame every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sesame, do that. Fuck Sesame.
Air high five.
Another poster. And she's still eating like cupcakes or something.
Yeah.
It's like 4 a.m., right?
Oh,
isn't it like ridiculous?
Hold the phone. Mm-hmm. If you're with Sesame and you use the rhythm method, you literally could make a sesame seed bun. You're welcome.
No one enjoys you. You enjoy you.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
So...
Oh, what's this? And oh, we got another.
Yeah. Oh,
what's going on here?
I mean, love that it carrier, makes you by think. The way.
Yeah.
That's
you're
awesome.
Not wrong.
Did your wife make it?
I'm not wrong. No, she did pick it out though.
Did
you get
it.
Any?
And I did.
I took napkins and silverware out of it because that's our little picnic set.
Whew. Oh, it does. Yeah.
It works. little preserved lemon goza from Four Hands. Well,
how many hands?
Four. Quattro.
What you got there?
Quattro manos.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm having some of this X hops finally. That barrel aged one took me a little minute.
A little bit.
It was a little on the boozy end.
A little bit. It was a lot boozier than that that barley wine from Distill.
It's almost
and it was 2%.
It's almost less. As if we're drunk at the movies.
Yeah,
almost.
It's
goze.
Who's been putting all of the cans way?
I moved those off the table because that was the graveyard for the show, and we didn't have room.
That's light.
It just seems like that's just an odd spot for you to have picked.
I didn't want to put them on the footstool.
Wait, what the hell is that?
There's some that's called an aggressive pour.
I love this, by the way, where they're up in the Prudential or City Court.
Yeah, room. they're gonna encounter Philippe. From Man on a Wire. He's hiding in a elevator shaft right now with
follow a bunch the bloody of stuff. Fingerprints.
What's this remind you of though? Right now.
Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Where's John McClane at?
Same vintage.
He's gonna marry Elizabeth Shue in Death Wish.
Can we do a Death Wish one? Like
with the Charles Bronson?
Yeah.
The original?
Why not? Yeah.
Do you have it?
I don't.
Let's do it tonight.
But it can be acquired.
We need to do that one. Any of them.
In my experience, any you've already done two tonight, you don't need to go for a third. Probably because that could end up being deleted.
Those are the best ones, though, in my opinion.
I've been on too many of those.
The drunken ones are the best ones.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends on the group of people.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Hans to show up. And
yeah.
Let's hear Mr.
But it's
Cowboy.
March. It's what? March.
Yeah.
She's Miss March, so that actually means it's February.
There's the Amico.
Because usually magazines
don't
run
go out there.
Ahead.
Right. Don't.
So we're watching this in February. So
almost March.
It works. So the child is missing. And there's
her cape.
Sarah's in trouble. Because now she doesn't have superpowers.
Big Trubs, cape behind. Little China.
No way.
No.
She's not going to do that.
Have you seen that thing? It's a, quote, tourist attraction ride.
Yes.
Is it the Hancock building where it leans out?
Yep.
No, thank you.
Why would you even want to do that?
Well, it's the same with, like, the whole...
I Have a Death Wish, starring Elizabeth Shue and Bruce Willis.
Or in theaters... March 15th.
This episode's brought to you by Elizabeth Shue's new movie.
What's the one? The Grand Canyon's got like that skywalk, right?
Same kind of thing? I don't even know.
Not going to happen in this case.
Not going to do it.
Okay, why is there a rope already out there?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Where
the window washers.
Where does it... Yeah, that is not what window washers use.
The building's not done yet. I don't know what's
there
going
she
on.
Goes.
Yeah, they don't need to wash the windows yet.
No, they haven't even got the...
Well, right now she's squeegeeing them with her
Yankee
jacket.
McGee, he's pulling on this giant rope.
Oh!
Don't let go of that shit.
Never let go, Jack.
Now, why is she going so... Oh, it's at an angle.
Yeah, this is the diamond
building. How is she falling
building?
Down the side of a
those
building?
Those are cool kicks.
And now she's going to be, like, looking in a window.
I can't even look at this and not kind of freak out a little bit. I'm not afraid of heights, but I might be afraid of heights.
You're not a fan of them.
I don't like them.
Uh-oh. They're at the same party as his parents. What are the odds?
Like,
well, that's awkward.
You don't know how afraid of heights you are until you're there.
Right.
Until you're going to fall off a...
80-story you know, like, building.
Yeah.
So, have you ever ended up accidentally at one of your parents' key parties? Because I think that's what they're walking in on.
My parents didn't go anywhere.
No.
They, no.
What's a key?
Accidentally?
I explained that to you before. A while back, but you may...
When we watched this?
No.
The ice storm?
Accidentally, I'm going to say no.
Keys. You put your keys in a bowl when you arrive at the party.
Yes,
yeah. And whoever's keys you pull, that's who you go home with. Yes, The Ice Storm, a film by Ang Lee. That is a part of that movie.
But this is actually what they're at?
No,
they're at a key party.
Yeah,
it's a big orgy.
Yeah, they're all richy swingers. Look at that.
I mean, the cummerbund.
Yeah, that's a big tell.
It screams like
it's
the
like
sexual.
I'm a deviant.
Yeah. You look awfully excited. All
yeah,
I'm not
going home with my wife, and the kids are with the baby.
I'm not going. He's not going home with his wife. He's going with someone else's wife.
That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, just close the Vermont deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, see, she's already choosing a prospect.
Yeah. This this forehands is salty.
It's a goza. It's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little...
Like, that's saltier.
It's okay.
It's lemony.
Oh, she needs to get really drunk before she's going to sleep with somebody else.
1 o'clock? It's already 4 a.m. This is ridiculous.
What? You couldn't hear a dump truck. Nitroglycerin. Nitroglycerin. You look familiar. Do you have kids?
He just repeats the last word she says in a question. That's all his dialogue is.
Oh, I was really confused as to why he was looking off in the
distance.
Is he really thinking that hard about the caterer?
He is.
He's a piece of crap.
Hello.
Where did I leave my...
Yeah, that's not
eyebrow me. Trimmer.
It's a popover. I just farted.
Notch oven.
Did he hit his head?
Did you say Dutch oven?
Yeah, I did.
Dutch oven.
A lot of furs, a lot of dead rabbits.
Or kittens, rats, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't hear you.
Knock. Yeah. Knock.
Oh, man, that's a horrible idea.
Why would that guy do that? He'd be like, fuck you, kid.
He has so many movie roles ahead of him.
I'll get this Playboy magazine off of your backpack when you fall to your death at the sidewalk.
I'll be waiting for you on Michigan Avenue.
Puddle of guts and blood and piss.
In a pool of mushy goo.
Mm-hmm. The magazine will be fine. I brought that back. Yeah, good job.
Like SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh. This is pre-CGI, by the way.
Definitely. Like, so they actually put that little girl out on a skyscraper.
Method actor.
I mean, I hate to state the obvious, but it's...
Or a midget.
Pointless for you to have this in high def, because...
I know.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay. There's only 250 more.
Yeah. Right. And the case looks cooler.
It goes with
and
the
it may
other
have
ones.
More. It may have more special features.
I'm looking forward to those.
They won't be on the show.
Oh.
Is that the Hancock building?
I think so, yeah. Oh,
Brad!
It's like E.T. music.
Brother and sister. Soundtrack, the original soundtrack done by Michael Kamen of Mr. Holland's Opus fame.
Michael Kamen.
Oh, and here's...
Mr. Holland's Orpheus was a great movie.
Here's the criminal.
Was Kevin Spacey in that one too?
I think.
Allegedly?
I just need the Playboy. I'm a big fan.
It was Richard Dreyfuss.
I need it for the articles.
Richard Dreyfuss. I didn't mean to call him Bob.
Oh, he's like, I'm going to make this really awkward now.
They were after this nudie pic. It says Philly right here, real big.
Right on where your boobies would be.
See how chill he is?
He's the best.
He's hot.
Joe Gibb is the best.
Yeah.
He was wanting to kill you, but I just said, I just wound you.
He's like, nah. You prettier.
You the real hero, Joe.
Yeah, you the real MVP.
I think he is in this movie. I think he is. Well, what about him? Oh, he can hang out there.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Neckbeard. Fuck you, neckbeard. Yeah. He high and dry. That bitch. Let him
sweat it out. He is going to die soon. This man is going to fall off.
Joe Gibb's going to be murdered.
Oh, it's gonna, by the time they take the elevator down to the first floor, he's dead.
Uh-oh.
The room clear out. Did I fart?
What the hell happened to my tree?
I don't blink. My eyelids were burned off.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there he goes, MVP.
Lights out.
The blasting.
Oh, see, babysitting's dangerous.
It ain't your friggin'
don't fuck with the babysitter.
Oh my goodness. Now they have to escape the city.
Hey, the Wrigley building.
Oh yeah, they still have to get her.
Pick up this trick.
She ran away from home.
We got more music montage and we're heading to the bus station.
B-U-S.
T-I-N. Bustin'.
Mm-mm.
What was the last one?
Did you see the sign for Mammy's Restaurant and what? Pancake Creation? Right there. Oh, snacks geez. And pancake creations.
Mammy's.
Burger King.
Home of the Whopper. A lot of neon.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Death Wish. No, it wasn't Death Wish.
It's a Death Something.
That's obviously not real.
Yeah, that's...
That's a matte painting of some sort. green screen.
What was on that marquee?
Something horrifically...
It said Death Before, and that was Death Before Dishonor.
Taxes.
Uh-oh. What is Gerald doing?
No.
Oh, come on.
That's creepy.
Sexual predator right there.
He learned it by watching somebody he knew.
Spacey. Allegedly.
Uh-oh. Everybody duck. That's not good.
Just flies past him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She's just mad because she picked her own keys.
Yeah, she's really bummed out.
He's relieved.
He's like, phew.
Yeah. Oh, they're going 80.
Her parents.
We're subs.
His parents are driving 45 on the expressway.
Mm-hmm. So are we heading to Rosemont? Rosemont Horizon?
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, they're in Oak Park, though. We already know that. Oh, see ya, Brenda. Deuces.
Like, you're the cause of this trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes above and beyond. This is why she's worth every penny.
Yeah, I wouldn't clean up that
as
shit.
As a baby. No.
Why is she putting the peanut butter in the refrigerator?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not going to be spreadable.
Weird. No.
That is really weird.
Five more miles to
they
go.
They pulled into that driveway.
Still cleaning up that mess.
Is that the popcorn or is that the macaroni? Pasta,
whatever. How did that was. Any of these messes happen?
They were before they left.
Did you see the Lipton cup of noodle?
He's a gentleman.
I did not.
I love looking at the old stupid stuff like the Joy dish soap and. She's good.
She needs to get paid.
She's really good. The Coke Classic on the...
Yeah, I saw that.
Leader.
What is the fire going on the TV there?
Yeah, well, Price is Right's over at this hour, so...
Instinct.
What the... Oh. With authority. Oh, my. She could have hurt herself there.
Yeah.
What's she reading? White Castle Magazine?
Yeah. White people.
White power.
White entertainer.
That's weird. It says White Entertainer.
There was White in the beginning of it. What magazine is that?
That's fucked up.
Ain't nobody get out of here without singing the blues.
Good to go. Who is that picture
Ferrari.
Of the shirtless man? That is not a wrestler that I recognize, so I'm trying to figure out who he would have
where,
a picture
where
of.
Where was there?
Maybe back, a football player.
Back behind
but
him?
Again, why would you have a picture of a shirtless
jump to
football
the beat.
Player?
We're not here to judge.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't remember this part from the movie.
Poorly decorated movie.
Like
room.
A bedroom.
Teenagers. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of kids have filing cabinets in their room.
Maybe it's used as storage as well.
You do the
they keep their tax returns in that filing cabinet.
That's where he keeps the sweaters.
Look at that sweater.
Yeah.
It's majestic.
Chris, I'd just like to say thanks.
Giving
me what was probably the greatest night of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So far.
Real talk, dog.
Real talk.
Kevin Spacey. Me too.
Allegedly.
Second greatest.
Allegedly.
He's got car posters.
Did you have the
car
key
posters?
Party briefly
right.
earlier on.
And at the foot of his bed was a Collier's Encyclopedia volume, by the way. Remember encyclopedias?
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Wait a minute. Who?
That wasn't for white people.
Is that a Jeep?
Yes. How did he find her?
Right? That's creepy.
Stalker. This is pre-internet.
Oh,
I found your
roller
skates.
Skate.
I thought the little girl
I stole it from her. No.
Well, I thought I could get lucky.
Oh, you came for the money.
You can work it off. No. That's what the one guy would say.
Sesame Street. Yeah. Scene button.
Sesame.
I'm retired.
I think tonight was my last job.
Bummer. I was going to take you to this key party.
I was hoping you'd have other jobs in mind.
I heard you're really good at cleaning counters. And my house, my frat house, is a
pigsty.
Yeah. Shithole.
Can you clean up this massive party I had?
Yeah. So they bring back the song from the beginning of the movie.
Full circle. Man, it's 3 a.m. These kids would be in bed.
Yeah. All right, have fun, kids.
See, this is a moment of acceptance for Brad, though.
Yeah, he's like,
Brad's like, I'm going to move on.
I will never obtain her.
She's clearly happy, and I can't make her happy.
I may close the blinds. Yeah. And then you see him, like, open the blinds.
Yeah.
And then I want to watch.
There's movement on the lower half of the blinds.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, in a weird time signature.
I was trying to keep it worse. Vincent Philip D'Onofrio. We got his
building. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know John Ford Noonan did.
Noonan. What about Bradley Whitford?
And Ron Canada. And Daniel Suzuki. So, that was Adventures in Babysitting, Drunk at the Movies. Shout out to Joe Gipp, Calvin Levels. You are the MVP, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, if my car's going to get stolen or whatever, I hope you're driving it and taking care of me. So,
yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, Daryl, Doug.
Jesus. Dustin.
It's been real.
As always.
Hope you guys enjoyed that as much as huge guy Kevin Lund enjoyed being Sesame, right below Sesame. Hot dog vendor.
What about Dr. Cobain?
The fat man. Yeah. Who are you? I'm the bag lady.
He's just his gang member.
Gang member.
He's the one that said, he called the guy Choco Vesa, and, you know, like,
Makosa.
Walt Woodson? Are you talking about Walt Woodson?
Yeah.
Is he Walt Whitson?
I don't know. I just saw gang.
Don't fuck with the Makoko? Babysitter.
Yeah. Makoso.
The fuck?
Exactly. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed the trip into the city with us. This is The Voice saying until next time, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.